Nima Shirazi is a political commentator and his analysis of Middle East issues has been featured in numerous print and online publications. Shirazi views the statement by EU Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton that the EU relied on the IAEA expertise in declining the invitation to visit the facilities as a contradiction.
The current IAEA Director General, Yukiya Amano, was interviewed in Der Spiegel, the German newspaper. And the interviewer said to him, according to the most recent estimates, Iran is only 1 year away from building a bomb. Amano responded, I'm not so sure about that. Despite all unanswered questions, we cannot say that Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapons program. He also said that all enrichment facilities are, quote, completely subject to our monitoring.
Ray McGovern is a former intelligence analyst who worked for 7 U.S. administrations. McGovern was recently arrested along with 134 others during a civil disobedience action at the White House calling for an end to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He explained why he thinks the United States government and public opinion-making medias are so eager to condemn Iran.
We no longer have a free media that leaves us all malnourished on information. It leaves the people in the pro-Zionist New York Times ample opportunity to frame our views so that Iran becomes a terrible threat, where Iran is working on a nuclear weapon. When the intelligence community says, and I quote, we assess with great confidence that Iran stopped building a nuclear weapon in the fall of 2003 and have not resumed work on that.
Brian Becker is the national coordinator of the Answer Coalition, a leading organization in the U.S. anti-war movement. He commented on last year's tumultuous elections in Iran, which were presented in the West as fraudulent, when it appeared that the Iranians had re-elected President Ahmadinejad in a landslide.
The United States supported the so-called Green Movement after the last election because they saw the new opportunity to overthrow the government of Iran with certain sectors within Iran. People who undoubtedly have many valid grievances, but who earn the support of Washington and Wall Street because the U.S. establishment could see within the Green Movement the possibility for the recapturing of Iran by Western imperialist forces. And they need a pretext to maintain sanctions. And the nuclear issue is the pretext.
But in the final analysis, says Ray McGovern, despite the WikiLeaks information that the Saudi Arabian king would favor the bombing of Iran, what is really the public opinion in the Middle East regarding Iran as a nuclear threat?
The Brookings Institute conducted a survey a few months ago, and its polls show what the Arabs really think about Iran. The results are rather striking. They show Arab opinion polls that the major threat to the region is Israel, followed very closely by our own beloved United States of America. By a factor of 7 to 8 to 1, they fear America and Israel more than they fear Iran. Now, these are the real people. These aren't the sheikhs and the three kings of Orient are.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.